Okay, we'd like to call the meeting to order. Can we please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Thank you. On to item two, board report. Not a whole lot to report on since we were out of school last month and we're just started. I know the board has done some work getting our committees back in order after a fall of pandemics and COVIDs and not being allowed to meet. We're kind of getting back in the swing of things and actually working on some things that picking back up where we left off here, hopefully last spring when everything hit. So that's kind of what the board has been doing. We're looking forward to kicking things off here, you know, back in the new year. So that's kind of what we're doing. Does anybody have anything to add on that? No? Great.
Oh, on that or?
On that or you can do anything to add at all. Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about this weekend, if you don't mind. I don't know if now's a good time to do that or not.
Fantastic.
I just wanted to, you know, obviously with the pandemic going on and, you know, the world itself trying to vaccinate, you know, to help get through this. I just wanted to thank Mr. Addis and your support staff that helped put together the vaccination site here at Norton over the weekend for not only our teachers, but other school districts. It's very important in the world of education, and I just want to thank you, thank our staff who participated. I understand, you know, some may not have, and that's okay as well, but it was a lot of work, and it went smooth, in my opinion, from what I've seen and heard. So I'm going to thank you for that. I know it was a lot of stress, and thank you to our staff that helped as well, and everybody that got vaccinated. Thank you, and hopefully we can get through this.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to item three, district report.
Yeah, I had that written down too, just the fact that we were a vaccination site, and I especially wanted to connect with Discount Drug Mart. They have been a wonderful partner for us as a school district. And we had Springfield here, we had Manchester, and we had Norton here. And we vaccinated nearly 600 educators in those three districts. And they just have been so fantastic with their communication and open dialogue and process. And Saturday was just, I was so proud of our school district and how smooth it went. I felt like I was running a basketball camp all over again, like all week long, just going through all of the details, and everything just worked great. We had a little slow start, but once the seven pharmacists started vaccinating, it went really well. So I wanted to thank, you know, we have some people here that were here and also that volunteered to help, and deeply appreciative of everyone. We have new parents every month for Students of the Month. We're always glad to see you, and we're going to get to you guys in a couple of minutes. So I'd like to just say thank you to you for your support during this school year. I try as hard as I can to thank our teachers, to thank our support staff for every single adjustment and challenge that they have had this year. We can't ever forget we are educating during a pandemic. And it's been challenging for everyone, including our parents. So I just want to say thank you for the remote start, the move to hybrid, and now back to Fuller. You have adjusted and supported this school district. It's been fantastic. So thanks to all of you who've not been to a board meeting and heard the thank you. And of course, we have some teachers here tonight. They've just been so incredible through this whole school year. So always appreciative of them. All right. That's it from the district. Thank you, Mr. Ames.
Great. Thank you. As promised, on to student recognition. Time for Students of the Month.
We'll start tonight with Mr. Morris from the littlest of Panthers.
Good
All right, so I have the honor and privilege to introduce to you, this is Emma Flickinger, and she is with Ms. Stevens and also Mrs. Rainier. Amazing young lady that we have here in front of us this evening. And I know that probably Mrs. Rainier and Ms. Stevens will have a lot to share, so I'm gonna turn the floor over to them. But truly a remarkable young lady that we have here.
I was super excited to get to pick the student of the month, and as soon as Mr. Morris told me it was my turn in February, I was like, I know who it is, and I went to Ms. Rainier and I said, this is who it is. She said, good choice. I mean, everybody that knows Emma knows how hard she works, how sweet she is. Emma started the school year virtually. She was a champ. She got on that computer, she answered questions, she did what she needed to do. Then we went to half-day kindergarten. She was one of the best behaved students. She was ready to go. She picked up on the routines. Showed us how smart she was. She was always loud and proud with any activity that we did. I was always super proud of her. Going to full day kindergarten, not very smooth transition, not an issue at all. She really gets along with all of her classmates. She always tries hard. That extra long day doesn't bother her at all. It's just more that she can just suck in. She's just a little sponge when it comes to learning. I can't say enough about her. I mean, she is wonderful academically, behaviorally. She has great characteristics about her as far as friendship and trustworthiness and helpfulness. She's the little kindergartner that every teacher wants.
Absolutely. So this is February, the month of love. And Emma, how much do you love to learn?
A lot, a lot.
So first of all, when Mr. Addis referenced parents, I really feel like your mommy should be standing up here with us, Emma. Because when we did start remote and Emma was with me for a short while required, her mom was one of those that made sure she was prepared, she was on, but she wasn't giving the answer right beside her. She was, if there was a glitch, she was in the other room and she would come running. And we know for all parents, but especially Peg, I know my kiddo knows that. I know they know it. They're just not telling you, teacher, what they know. So it's so hard for parents not to just whisper that answer and help their kiddo out. And so thank you, because Emma already is such an independent learner. She knows strategies like how to go to teacher or mommy or our principal if we need help. But by golly, I can try to do this on my own. So thank you for that. And then Emma, I have to tell you, you were just my star student. So she was with me a little while, but because we were half day and my class continued virtually, we said that the kiddos could still get on if they wanted to, just to kind of watch since they were only in person half day. Well, Emma still got on every day and she was always ready. So the day before I would, you know, ask the parents to please have such and such ready to go, but I always still, right as I was on a few moments early, I always held up what the children needed because they didn't always, the parent may not have had a chance to read or the kiddo just didn't have it ready. Well, as soon as I held it up, Emma held hers up because she was also ready. And one of my favorite things, Emma, is when you shared the sight word she, and it was a show and share time, and the children had to share something for the word she, a picture of their doggy, she is my doggy, a picture of a mom, a grandma. Well, Emma chose a picture that had lots of she's, right? She is my mommy, she is my sister, my grandma, maybe even an aunt. But that's Emma. She would take it and she would go to the next step. She is an amazing learner. One of my favorite books is Teaching in the Key of Life, and it challenges teachers, especially K teachers. Our children come to us skipping and laughing and singing and humming. And how can we bring them into school, teach them to walk down hallways, teach them to have to raise their hand and be one of many, but not to lose that joy? I'm sure, Mrs. Stevens, you agree with me, that Emma will always challenge us to learn because she is a joyful learner and we're charged to continue and making sure that children like Emma love learning. So Emma, from all of us at Northeast Primary, you are our littlest panther and we love you very much. Hi.
Anyone want to follow that?
Mr. Dobbins.
So, Mrs. Rainier, I just want to say thank you for the conclusion. Like, honestly, for our older kids and in every school district, to come down and see the joy of learning in the lives of young kids, it's one of our biggest challenges for our older kids to keep that alive. So thank you for bringing that out. Mr. Sackett, you are next from NES. I think we have a special plan here tonight.
Yeah, we may not have that, but we are going to be unique, for sure. So, I'm Mr. Sackett, principal, and this is Mrs. Stone, Mrs. Lowry, those are fourth grade teachers, and on the computer is Leah. I brought a photo here, so you can see. Leah is one of our remote learners this year, and was unable to make it today, so we invited her to join us through a meet.
Great.
So we'll hear from Mrs. Lowry and Mrs. Stone in a minute. But let me tell a quick story. Every time I think of Leah, it makes me laugh. And it goes back to August when we all were,
congratulations on
remote and learning and figuring everything out. And you would soon realize that in your meetings, your Google Meets and such, the background, you know, it's really invisible, but
Mr. Sackett has many good things to say about
you. Attraction, you know, and I've been guilty of it myself with my kids, and if you're walking through with a sandwich and interrupting.
Keep up the good work, thank you.
Well, Leah does a lot of her work at her mom's work.
Congratulations.
And when she does gymnastics and stuff. And early on, in one of the meets, the background got some attention as a gentleman, bodybuilder type, was walking through with no shirt on. Came through, caught the teacher's attention. It always reminds me that we're teaching in a pandemic or something. After that comes with
it. Okay.
That's great.
So, anyways, I'm hoping she'll come back in a minute. You know what? And that is just the perfect scenario. That's the way the year has gone. And what do you do with that other than just simply you roll with it?
You roll on. That's right.
There she is. There we go. There she is. Okay. So in the midst of all this, Lee is in my fourth grade intervention classroom for language arts. The reason why, actually, Mrs. Stone and I, we've been talking for a little while, saying, oh, you know, if we get a chance, got a student, you know, that would really benefit from being our student of the month, not benefit us, because she's such a fantastic gal. This would be Miss Leah Paisley, and she is a very conscientious remote learner, as you can see. So we are she's at gymnastics right now, and she's getting out of class to do this with us. To be a remote learner, you need a few essentials. And one thing is, you have to be very well organized, and you have to be very disciplined. And Leah is just that. Besides being incredibly sweet and pleasant, and just a real go-getter. I mean, that's her all the time. But being that remotely and consistently and continuously is really a feat. She is very good at time management. So when she knows that she has something that she has to do, she always says, well, you know what, I've got to finish this last one. She goes, could I finish it tomorrow morning? I will have it done and ready to go for you by class time. And I said, absolutely, you know. And then we'll get on, and then she and I will have a conversation. She always shows up early, so we get a chance to kind of kibitz just a bit. And sometimes that's when we also do, she likes to do a little extra in her reading to support her reading skills and stuff, so then she and I'll get together and do that as well. And she likes to initiate that. She goes, Miss Clark, can we meet sometime and work on the words, work on my words? And I said, absolutely. We work on decoding and fluency. Her comprehension is fantastic. But the other things we need a little more confidence with, and she is slowly and subtly, she is getting that confidence, and it is building. So these things are wonderful. Academically, she is so focused. and you can learn remotely without focus. She's very focused on her academics, and she always tries her best. She participates all the time. She always has something good to offer. If she's not quite sure, then she definitely will ask. And that's important as well, because a lot of times students will wait and they don't say anything. You say, oh yeah, you've got it. And they're all shaking their heads, yep, yep. And I go, no, you do not. No, you don't. But she doesn't do that. She'll say right away, she goes, you know, I don't understand this. Could you explain this to me? And which is fantastic, especially for us, because that leads us into a discussion. And then it's like, okay, well, let's talk about this. How can I say this a little differently and make sure that we have the right understanding of what we're doing. So this is why she's student of the month. She's fantastic.
Now I'll speak briefly about the math. I think any teacher, principal in this room knows that to be an online learner, it takes maturity and discipline. You cannot do it without those two characteristics. And my sweet Leah possesses both of those. She has a maturity about her at this young age of 9-10 to know that school's important. And she brings that every day, and she disciplines herself. And I think that comes a lot from her parents training her to become the great gymnast that she is, and then even her mom and her mom's bodybuilding. That discipline has been taught to Leah, and she's able to use that in her classroom. And I think that comes from great parents, huh, Leah? Uh-huh, it sure does. Leah has started something in my class, and I don't even think she realizes it. When we're online learning, if she needs a minute, she does this. And then she holds it up, and then I say, oh, I think somebody needs a minute, so we all made a minute, and then when she's good to go, she gives me a thumb up. Now, all the kids in our class, what do, Leah, when they need a minute? They hold up a finger, they sure do. And when they're ready to go, what do? They give me a thumbs up. So she's been a great teacher, a great student, and that is why she is our NES Student of the Month.
I think that's our first remote Student of the Month.
I think it is.
In remote. Thank you for that.
That's awesome.
Mr. Dobbins from North Middle School.
Yeah. Come on up, Bill. Mix it up a little bit.
There you go.
Thank you.
This is Hannah Kincaid. She's North Middle School's 8th grade student of the month. It's a pleasure to introduce Hannah to you. And Mr. Shaner, she's going to do great things in high school. She is ready for high school already. I'm excited to see what she's going to do. She gets herself involved in everything. And unfortunately, right now you can't see, but she's always, always smiling. She's played softball with my daughter, and I got to know Hannah during softball season. She doesn't play anymore because she's now dedicated herself to the band program, and it was just too much time consuming. But Hannah's going to do great things at the high school, no matter what it is, academically, extracurricular. So I'm excited. I'm excited for Mr. Shaner. I'm excited to follow her in high school just to see what she's going to be able to do. But Mr. Tripp's here to talk a little bit about Hannah academically and as a person.
So I was thinking about the stories of Hannah when I first met her. And I said, oh my gosh, I met her on a 15-inch screen. And she was one of 29 one-inch windows. And I go, holy cow, that was like, what, 2 years ago? That's what it feels like to this year. And I think every teacher and person administrator would agree that it's been like 3 years in one. And through that experience, you can still realize what a special kid she was. It's amazing that through that little window, through her emails that are scheduled to get to me at 7 o'clock in the morning, you can realize what a great kid she is, how well she was raised, how polite she is in her emails. Good morning, Mr. Trimisano. I'm sorry to bother you. You know, just super nice. And I'm like, get to the point, let's go. Like, I got you. You know? You're a great kid. I got like 10 emails right here, kid. She's such a great kid, raised so well. And I figured that out on a one-inch screen. So when the kids came to us hybrid, you're just like, I can't wait to meet this kid. Like, this kid's awesome. And you finally get to meet that kid, and you have those like, personal experiences, which you don't have those as a teacher. It's like you're just missing out on 90% of your job. You can't see that kid and, you know, hit the desk or throw something across the room or whatever it is, just make class like a little bit more alive. So it's been awesome to have her in class. A couple stories I have on her, other than her being super polite and thoughtful, when she was still remote, and maybe I got this wrong, in that class it became cool to like change her icons to be like different characters or whatever. And so two made it like, I called them twins, and they had the same icon, so then this kid did that. And I changed mine to Rocky or something like that. And one day, I'm sitting there, and I'm looking, and Hannah's talking to me. And I don't know if it was after, like, I let the kids go, and you need an extra 2 minutes or something. I'm like, Hannah, do you like Ozzy Osbourne? Because there's, like, an Ozzy Osbourne. And I'm like, how does this kid know who Ozzy Osbourne is? She doesn't strike me as an Ozzy Osbourne kid. Like, I don't see her rocking, you know, like,
let's go to bed, baby.
And she's like, what are you talking about? I go, Ozzy Osbourne, you're the icon. So I'm like, Google searching it. I'm sitting here like, this is Ozzy Osbourne. And who was it?
It was Snape from Harry Potter.
I'm like, oh. So then she made it a thing that, and I think we did this with Mr. Gawker too, you change your icon every day, and we had to guess who it was. Well, she's too well-read and too like creative for me. I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are. But it was just kind of cool, and it was a neat way to connect through a computer before we got to actually see the kid, meet the kid, and have him in our chairs in front of us. And I'll never forget that Ozzy Osbourne, because that's who it was. But transitioning into seeing her work ethic is outstanding. She has amazing expectations for herself. If she doesn't get something, she is going to beat herself up. I've sent her a couple emails, like talking her down, like, hey, you're allowed to be wrong. It's okay. You're allowed to make mistakes. And that's a great thing about her, is she's willing to make mistakes, learn from them, and still give 100% effort. And that's just something that's so hard to teach in our kids. When they have it already, it makes a life easier and lets them excel at such a high level because they're willing to fail, get up, continue to work. And she has that ability, and she's going to get so far in life because she's willing to work hard, be wrong, get it right, and get better. And I love that quality of life. You're going to be so successful. Like Mr. Bowden said, it'll be really exciting to see what you do. Because whatever you do, you're going to be awesome. And lastly, she's a great positive influence in the classroom. With her friends, with the kids in the room, it's smiles, it's positive comments, it's laughing. It's just great things to see in a kid. And it's made this year very enjoyable to have her in the classroom. So thank you, Hannah, for being one of my students. You're a great kid. You're definitely a student of mine. Thank you.
Mr. Shaner from.
I wouldn't make that mistake. I said would have. Trudy, you want to come on up, please?
Come over here.
I don't know where all the guys are this month, man. All the girls
are dating guys.
So, my honor to introduce to you. This is Senior Trudy Patel. Shruti is in four AP classes daily. She is a member of Student Council, Pep Club, National Honor Society, Vice President. She's also, well involved in a lot of other things at school, of course, the Drama Club as well. Just this past weekend, she ended up being a first alternate for the state competition as well, so obviously she does really well there. Some of the hobbies that she has, which I thought were pretty cool, photography, but also calligraphy. So I want to see some of that sometime, because I don't know why, but it kind of fascinates me how people can do that. And then
she turns her homework in like that.
Well, then I'll come and see you to see some of that. And in her future plans, I know that she plans on going into pre-law, political science at the university level. Now, she's also well-traveled. I remember when your family, a couple of years ago, your older sister was City, of course, graduated a few years ago. You guys took a family trip to, was it back to India, is that correct? So I remember that. You missed a couple of weeks of school, but of course, that's real life experience right there, getting to travel and do other things. And then, you know, the one thing, it was interesting because when Mrs. Rainier was talking, and she was talking about the strategies that you know, young Emma was learning even at that level, and I got to thinking about Shruti because, the thing about her is she had all of her friends, if you know who her close friends are, they're all on, her last name is Patel, she's a P. All of her friends are the other part of the alphabet, right? Many of them have been our students of the month and the other month. So Elena and Zoe and Emma, and they're all the other part of the alphabet. And And Shruti came to me, and I don't know why this really stuck with me. She came to me earlier in the year, and she's like, can I do the other days, you know, for the hybrid? Because Shruti likes school, and she wants to be with her friends. And those two things go together, because they all excel. They all do all these, you see them all together all the time, right? Even in the hallway today, when you guys are trying to get me to buy something, I don't know, it's all of them together. They're like rats running all over. That's what's awesome about them is that, you know, they love school, but they love school together. And you know, we have asked so many people this year to be flexible, to be understanding of the situation. I mean, the least that I could do is make sure that Shruti could come to school with her friends and sit in classes like AP Calc and that with her friends. So she had actually been coming the opposite days. I'm going to turn this over to Mrs. Perella Dutton, who is a social studies teacher in high school, and she's going to say a few things about Shruti as well.
Okay, so I recommended Shruti for Student of the Month. First of all, Tracy did a wonderful job talking earlier. I don't have a gift. Okay? I don't have a gift story. But if it makes it better, she is my gift. Okay. I touched her. I'm sorry. I called her. As opposed to touch. You can get some gel. But anyway, she is an absolute joy. Parents, this is a child of joy, right? I have a lot of children of my own, and each one of them brings something to your heart, something to your life. And even as a teacher, I think all of our students bring a little something special to our heart every day when we see it. And she is always respectful, but she always brings joy every day. And I know her and another good friend of hers, they always have this snap, we have to do the snap of the day. Screech Snapchat, have you heard of this? We always pose, and the first thing is posing together with our masks and our face. And we do this pose and then snap. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. We do this every day. But, you know, it's joy.
What's happened here?
It's joy. You know, it's togetherness. And she is joy, pure joy, every day. And she makes my heart happy. And I'm sure that she makes your heart happy, too. She's she's so petite. When you see her, you think mouse. Right? But she is
so mouse. I call her Red, you call her mouse. What are we doing? We're messing this whole thing up. Don't put us in front of people.
She is not a mouse. She's a scholar warrior. Right? She has so much going on in her intellect. She has so much going on. She is so smart. And because her parents are so well traveled with her. She is an ambassador for her own culture within our own community, and she has brought that with her here. And she is so willing to answer questions about her own culture within the classroom and within the walls of our school, which is a beautiful thing. And so things have come up even recently. She's so willing to answer questions about these things. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing when people are willing to open up about their own culture. So that is a beautiful thing. But she's being an ambassador as well, just through her own actions and her willingness to get involved within the school and within the community. She's so active. So many times I'm here late grading at the high school, sometimes till 5. Sometimes I see Shruti going through the halls by herself as I'm walking through the halls. The lights are popping on everywhere, and there's Shruti popping. You see like a mouse. Going through the halls, you know. So many times I see it happening. And she's working hard, whether it's, you know, doing bulletin boards in the hallway to make people's spirits bright or something like this. But she's so smart. She has these amazing higher level thinking skills. And she is actually such an ambassador for women's rights. And I love that about her. She really thinks so much about women and just access, women having access, to opportunities, women having access to education. And I love this. And I just want to hug you so much right now. And I'm not trying to do anything that I'm not supposed to, because you know it's COVID. But that said, I love the way she thinks. I love the way she gets other people to think. And I just wish I could hug her and squeeze her, but I can't. So she's so smart, guys. She's such a big thinker, and she's going to do, Mom and Dad, you make me proud. Your parenting has brought us this joyful, super intelligent, beautiful girl who is a scholar warrior, ready to take on this world. And I can't wait to see what she does, because sometimes you just get these amazing kids and they're ready to take on and do something that's going to make us all proud. And you should be proudest of all, but also so much.
So we get to celebrate this every month, but I'd have to say this was quite a collection of amazing kids and amazing teachers that are working with our kids on a daily basis. I know we had some fun with this Student of the Month presentation, but you kids rocked it tonight. I appreciate everything that you're doing, and the teachers that were here for these kids tonight, you guys are amazing. You're just doing so many great things. So thank you so much. You want me to just go ahead and keep going?
Go ahead.
So this is where we take a break. So the Students of the Month, if you could come up and take a picture with me, and then everyone is excused to go if you want to go. If you want to stay for the rest of the board meeting, you're more than welcome to stay. But we'll take a quick picture, then we have board business to take care of. Kids, come on up.
Okay. All right. We are back in session, back at it. Okay. We're on to item 5, public participation. No one? Okay, great. We're going to move on to number 6, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? No? All right. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
All right. Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Great. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. On to item 7, board business. February is always the month where we assign our committee assignments, and you know, as we discussed last month, with Mrs. Statz coming in, taking on over from Mr. Santelli, which we greatly appreciate and welcome. You know, as we discussed last month, like we said, our committees kind of got put on the hold quite a bit this past year with the pandemic, COVID, everything kind of shifted to focus on that. So our committees really just kind of, outside of COVID, kind of came to a screeching halt, and everything got put on a hold on the back burner. So we're kind of just getting in the mode of taking off and working on things outside of pandemic and COVID-related, working forward. So we decided just all stay with the same committees we had last year, so we can continue moving on with our project. So just to read through them real quick, community engagement. Mrs. Statz will be taking the chair, taking Mr. Santelli's place, and Mrs. Bennett will be joining her on that committee. The Finance Committee, Mrs. Webble will be taking the chair on that one, and myself will be joining her there. Instruction and Technology, Mrs. Bennett will be the chairperson on that committee, and Mrs. Webble will be on the committee with her also. Operations, I'll be the chair for that committee, just like last year, and Mr. Yule will join me. And then for Policy, Mr. Yule will be the chair for that committee, and Mrs. Statz will be joining him on that one as well. Nothing has really changed over last year other than some names for Mrs. Statz and Mr. Santelli. So I know the committees have all been busy planning and scheduling meetings and really getting excited to move forward with some things. So good luck to everybody in the next month or so while we get the ball rolling again. Does anybody have any questions on that? No? Fantastic. We're going to move on to item 7. Can I get approval of minutes? Can I get a motion to approve the special session meeting minutes from January 11th, attachment A, and the regular meeting minutes from January 11th, attachment B.
So moved.
Mrs. Hagenbush, call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Great. The motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Item 9, Treasurer's Recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve letters A through D?
So moved.
Second. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Under Superintendent Recommendations, under Personnel, can I get a motion to approve letter A, the approval of personnel retirement, resignation, leave, or termination? Letter A.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under Personnel, can I get a motion to approve letter B? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Right.
Motion passes 5-0. Under Personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters C and D?
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. And then under Personnel, can I get a motion to approve letters E through G?
So moved.
Second.
I'd like to make one comment there. I do notice that under letter A, Mr. Howerton has been our JV baseball coach for how long now? Gosh, as long as I can remember.
In and out. Probably about 18-19
years. Yeah, for as long as I can remember. And I do know he's stepping up into the head coach position because Coach Schwartz has stepped down after being involved for 27 years, yeah, taking on that program. It's a fantastic program. Those two gentlemen have done a wonderful job. We appreciate all the work they put in. And Coach Schwartz, those are big shoes to fill when you've been there 27 years. They are. But Mr. Howerton's going to step up and, fill those shoes right now, and we wish him the best of luck. I wish Coach Schwartz the best of luck in his retirement as he moves on to other endeavors, but good luck to Mr. Howerton in that role as well. I know he's kind of been in the JV level for a while, so it's time to step up to the big leagues now. So, great. Can you call the roll, please?
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Under Personnel, letter H, can I approve the creation of a five-hour educational assistant to position at the Norton Elementary School?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? I got that on last one. No. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. All right. Under Consent Agenda Items, can I get a motion to approve letters I through O?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on any of these? No. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. On to item 11, Superintendent Report.
Thank you, Mr. Inks. I just want to give a shout out to our winter sports teams. I don't know how much the community realizes the winter that we are having. We're close to winning 3 league titles out of our 4 sports. We had one bowler who's first team all league the other day. It's been incredible. Our wrestling team just won their 4th straight league title. It's the first time in school history. Our girls basketball team, if they win out this week, will finish the season with 19 wins and 3 losses. The boys are undefeated in league play and are 13-2 overall. It's just been an incredible winter, so they're doing a great job. I've already talked about Discount Drug Mart. They've been fantastic. I spoke with them today, and we're heading into round 2, and we'll have some details on that a little while from now. Mr. Inks mentioned it. I also want to say thanks to Rob Howerton, because this is the idea of stepping up for your school district. Rob did not have to do this, but this is the best thing for our kids right now when a coach steps away this late in the game. It absolutely is the best thing. And I've interviewed both assistants that Rob is bringing in Cole and Drew. We're bringing in two great young kids to be with our boys. Like, this is a, for this late in the game, for us to bring in two quality kids like Cole and Drew, I'm happy for those kids, so thanks to them. I also want to say thanks to Rod. Ryan and I spent some time talking about his accomplishments in 27 years, how many games he won at that field, and having coached, I know what it's like to be away from your family. And to dedicate time, the time alone for someone to spend 27 years in a program is quite a bit of time. So I want to say thank you to him. And I want to say thanks to my admin team. I've had to be heavy-handed this year in a number of things because the district required that. But when we came back to February 1st, it's back open, I gave this to them. This is your building, you get with your people, and they took it and ran with it. Communication with their public, with their kids, all of the details. I mean, I went down with Brady one day, we have tape measures out, you know, things that you would never think a principal would have to do, and they accepted this challenge. Every bit of lunch, every bit of drop-off, it's just been incredible to watch all of them work. So thanks to all of you for the work that you've done. And that's it for me. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Mrs. Bennett, do you have anything to add before we?
I would just like to congratulate the students of the month. And I think it's great that, you know, we're able to bring the kids back. And, you know, my heart goes out to the seniors especially. I had a senior last year, but she only missed a few months of school. The seniors this year, it's been a lot different and it's been a lot tougher. So I hope that they're able to get some part of their year back. And then the other thing is I want to thank Arby's for the primary literacy grant, a donation of $500. That's very kind and generous of them.
That's great. Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Statz?
I just want to congratulate Emma, Leah, Hannah, and Shruti, and also recognize our winter sports programs. They're all doing an outstanding job. And you know, that really, I think, again, in trying to get the community together, I think that's a great way to go, is to have outstanding sports programs.
It is. Very good. Mr. Yule.
Not much more to add. No, congratulations to the Students of the Month sports programs. Again, thank you to our admin and Mr. Addis for the weekend and the COVID vaccination process. And I could sit up here for the rest of the year and thank our teachers and administrators for all the hard work and stuff that you guys put in as the kids need it. And I think it's gone as well as you could ask. So from a parent, not a board member.
Very good. Mrs. Webble.
It's not good going last, but Students of the Month, of course. We just have such a great group of students. I mean, every month you think, okay, they can't bring any more, you know, there can't be any great kids left, and every month there was more. Fall sports too, I want to say congratulations to them. They're having such a great season. But the best part to me this past week has been being out and seeing buses with kids on them, going to school, back in school. These kids need to be there and be back with their teachers, be back with their friends. And it just seems like a little bit more normal is coming back at that point. So I know it may seem trivial, but I'm happy about the buses. So
great. Ms. Hagenbush, you got anything to add?
No. I usually have one thing, but I think I'm stumped this time. So great. Congratulations to everything that they've said.
Great.
And thank you.
Awesome.
Congratulations to you. I suppose we've thanked all the administrators, and you did a lot of work getting all this together this weekend and getting school moving, so we appreciate that too.
You're welcome. Appreciate the work. Great. And we're just going to round things out. I just wanted to say welcome back to the students. It is great to see the energy back in the buildings, the buzz around the school, the additional traffic. You know, as trivial as that is, you drive through town and there's more traffic in the mornings the past week. You see people in and out of the schools, and then that's good to see. Listening to Mr. Trevisano talk, about the importance of having the kids in the school and seeing the kids in the chair shows all the more reason why the kids should be there for the teachers. Just the teachers need the kids there just as much as the kids need to be there as well. So, and I'm really happy that they're back in school and able to be there for each other. They really are. I want to say thank you to Mr. Addis for putting together the vaccine. Thanks to Discount Drug Mart for supplying them and running it. I heard nothing but good things. So, and obviously, congratulations to the winter sports as well. But our speech and debate is doing fantastic as well. I don't know the ins and outs of who's qualified for what, but I know there's a lot of kids moving on to the next level. I don't know what that next level is. I'm not well versed in that, but they're moving on to the next level, which means they're doing well. So kids need that too. So six of them?
Six.
Fantastic, that's great. We'll hopefully know more about that next month and see how they do. So other than that, thank you all for coming. It's been a great meeting, entertaining. So that's good. Come down and see the show. So, yeah. All right, can I get a motion to adjourn? All right, call any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion passed 5-0. We're adjourned.